Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Welcome to our program, Nowruz, which literally means a new day. Nowruz is the Iranian New Year, which is celebrated each year on the first day of spring. In today's program, we look at how children celebrate Nowruz, the importance of Nowruz for children, and we reminisce about the New Years which have come and gone. Stay with us. Children live in a world of their own. They view the world very differently to adults. Their innocence and honesty is most striking. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, children love Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, for many reasons, of course. But one of the principal reasons is that children receive gifts of all kind, and very often crisp, brand new banknotes from their parents and relatives during the Nowruz holidays. The tradition of giving gifts to young members of the family during Nowruz is a very old tradition in Iran, which goes back hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Children always look forward to Nowruz and impatiently count the days as the new Iranian year approaches. It was like this 20 years ago, it was like this 40 years ago, or even 60 years ago, or even 100 years ago, and it is like this today. In the run-up to Nowruz and in preparation of the Hafsin table, or the Hafsin spread, children paint and decorate eggs as best they can. Even though egg does not begin with S in Farsi or Persian, nonetheless, it is still one of the main items one of the usually finds on the Hafsin table or the Hafsin spread. All sorts of things are painted on these eggs which you find on the Hafsin table, including the Hafsin spread itself, flowers and trees, mountains and valleys, sometimes bright red goldfish, which you can also find on the Hafsin table, the sun and the moon and the stars, or just using bright spring colours of green, yellow, red, orange and blue to make the eggs as colourful and as festive as possible. There are as many paintings and designs on Nowruz eggs as there are children in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Reminiscing about my own childhood, I remember my brother and my sister and I competing with one another to colour Nowruz eggs as quickly as we could and to the best of our abilities, and my mother used to give out prizes to whoever produced the best and the most beautiful painted eggs for Nowruz. My mother used to place carefully 7 items beginning with S on the Hafsin table. These were apples, green shoots, garlic, vinegar, sumac, coins, and senjed or Russian olive, which is a type of fruit. She also used to place the Holy Quran, candles, a mirror, and a bowl full of water and goldfish on the Hafsin table. My mum used to put 3 red apples on the Hafsin table, 1 for each of her children, 1 for me, 1 for my brother, and 1 for my sister. After the arrival of the New Year, she used to award prizes to her children for their artistic efforts and painting skills. The first prize was a juicy red apple. Each one of us were given a red apple on the first day of the new Iranian year, Nowruz. You wouldn't believe just how tasty and how sweet those red apples were. Over 40 years have now passed since then, and I have eaten many more apples during this time, but I can truly say that none of them were as tasty and as sweet as my mum's red apples. Another great Nowruz tradition is visiting family and relatives during the New Year period, particularly the elder members of the family. When I was a child, we used to visit both my maternal and paternal grandparents during Nowruz, and we were showered with gifts and played from morning till dusk with our cousins, nieces and nephews. Now, I take my teenage son to visit his grandparents during Nowruz and to play with his cousins, nephews and nieces. This is exactly how the tradition of Nowruz passes on from one generation to the next. Nowruz has been celebrated in Iran for thousands of years, and no doubt it will be celebrated for thousands of years more. A happy and prosperous Nowruz to you all. Well, dear listeners, we've come to the end of our program today. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless you all.